We're supposed to leave Wednesday, but then we had the canceled jet. And so we ended up leaving Thursday, finally making it down there to Metlakatla Friday. So our weekend got a little bit tighter with 3 games on Friday and 2 games on Saturday. So a little bit longer days, but it was wonderful down there. The girls played very well. Went 5-0, so undefeated on the weekend and secured the number one seed for our region tournament. That'll be here next week. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
The regional tournament will be here in Petersburg.
Yes. Yep. November 16, 17, 18, we get to host it, and it comes once every 6 years. So it's we won't see it again for another 6 years after that with just so many teams in our conference that it rotates through. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wow, they went undefeated even though they played 3 games on the same day.
Yeah. Yep. We had three out of 5 matches, minimum 3 games, and we played Wrangell as soon as we got off the bus, arriving at Metlakatla High School on Friday. And then we played Klawak later on that afternoon, and then played Metlakatla later that night. And so won all of those in 3 sets. And then Saturday afternoon, we had Haynes, played against them and had some of our young kids get some playing time. Allie Davis and Tatum Hagerman are our younger girls on the varsity squad that are doing a nice job of playing. And then had a 2-hour-and-17 match with Craig. We went 5 sets, and it was an exciting, exciting match. Probably not our best performance that we've had all year, but really, really good job of them kind of fighting through the things when things weren't going our way. They battled through and ended up turning into a victory. So kind of a good challenge right before we get to the region tournament for us.
Yeah. Keep them on their toes a little
bit. Yes, definitely, definitely. Yeah, good reality check.
Yeah, so if they're seated first going into regional, it sounds like they might have a good chance of going to state.
Good chance, yeah. And we do take 2 teams in our 2A conference. So the top 2 teams that finish at the region tournament will go to state. And they're looking for it. They know what their goals are, kind of know what they want to strive for. And so right now we're scheduled to play Friday morning at 10:15 against the winner of Klawak and Metlakatla. So, yep, and then we'll see what happens from there. So,
okay.
Yeah, they're...
Remind me of the makeup of the team this season. Any athletes that you wanted to highlight?
Yeah. With our varsity squad right now, we've got Tanya Spears and Elisa Larson, probably my best duo of middle hitters and middle blockers that I've ever coached in high school, at the high school level. They do a phenomenal job. Very confident, very, very athletic. They move well, just big blockers. And pretty cool to have both of them just working together out there. And then our outside hitters right now consists of this past weekend was Katie Brock and Jasmine Ulmer. They did a fantastic job on the outside. And our 2 setters who run our offense, Leanne LaPerry and Kaya Dahl, ran a great offense for us. And then our spectacular libero in the back row, who's been making some amazing plays. She's the one that wears the different color jersey, and kind of our defensive specialist, Martha Johnson, was doing phenomenal back there. Playing defense for us. So it was really good. And then we've got kind of a master server in Jillian Whitstock. She plays on the right side and has one of the craziest float serves that I've seen in a while. So pretty fun.
Sounds like a great team to take to state.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah. And Tatum Hagerman and Allie Davis were also on the trip with us, and they got some playing time and really good role players to get some of that varsity experience for them.
All right. And then at this point, as the coach, do you kind of look at beyond the region at all in terms of competition and who you might see at state?
Yeah. Right about now, you kind of start to think, okay, what else is out there? The last couple of years, it's been Susitna Valley out of the north, who's been pretty strong. They get a little bit more attention because they're up north. And it is 2 years in a row that we've seen them first. Right out of the gates on the state tournament. So last year they came into the state tournament 18-0, undefeated on the year, and we faced them and actually beat them in 3 in the first round. So our girls were very confident going in that we were a better coached and better ball control team, and had a lot of good competition with Craig, and that I think our region makes us very ready for the state level. So we start to look and see what's going on. The girls start to look and see what's going on up there too, just to kind of see who's around. But Susitna Valley, Cordova, and Dillingham have kind of been the typical powerhouses. But last year, having our all Southeast first and second place team, where Craig and us met up in the championship game, was pretty cool for us.